right, there he is, Robert Seeger, my high school compadre, Ann Arbor Pioneer High. Or as when the last time I ran into Bobby, goes, it's just Ann Arbor High. He got there before it was changed to Pioneer High. The great Bob Seeger there, and it
the
is
Silver Bullet Band,
yeah,
baby.
Yeah, man, that's a great band.
Night moves, the trade deadline, lots of night moves.
Yeah, there were. We got to talk about an exciting time in hockey. Joe Bartnik, Andy Beccaro, Fraser Smith here. We are puck off, and guys, there were a lot of moves made. Some pretty interesting ones.
Tons of moves, and I'm just getting a grips of it now. I was on the set of Old Dad.
Oh, by
Dad's.
The way, our congratulations
Thank
to you. I heard it went really well.
It was awesome, but I did my homework. I'm ready to roll. Ready to roll.
Well, we're just glad you got that movie part in. That's awesome, buddy.
Yeah, it's going to be great. You guys are the fans are going to love it.
Everyone's, congratulations.
Everyone's going to love it. I'm so happy for Bill because, I mean, Bobby Cannavale, Bo Keem, there's some...
Were you working with Bobby Cannavale yourself? You had a scene with him?
All my scenes are basically with him.
Oh, come on, really?
Yeah, it was a
that
more...
That guy's awesome.
He's like my favorite anyway.
Yeah,
literally, of every actor under 70,
he's fantastic,
he's my
yeah.
favorite.
Man, that's so cool.
Yeah.
Congratulations.
He was so cool.
Was he a good guy?
He wants to come hang out in Pasadena, see the ladies, and have some chicken parm. Yeah, he's the best.
Wants to meet the fuzz.
Everyone wants to meet the fuzz.
Yeah,
he's the best. But tons of stuff, tons of things to talk about. We'll go Penguin Corner quick, and then we'll hit everybody.
Well, are you guys happy? I mean, you got a pretty good player there.
I'm really happy we got Raquel. From Anaheim to Pittsburgh, you know, an erotic thriller. I love Raquel.
Yeah.
Raquel's a great winger. But did Ronnie Hex, and even more, we got rid of Simone and Zach Aston Reese. That means they're kids. I'd rather know if we, if I said I'll throw Zach Aston Reese out a window at trade down. I don't get, the fact he's not going to be on the team is worth it to me. It's Simone.
Well, also, what a great line mate for Malkin and Rust, right?
Yeah. Well, he actually played third line last night, Andy, to get your first thought.
Yeah. Well, I think Sullivan said, though, we're going to start him off on the third line, and eventually you're going to see him on the second line, because I think that he said that it would be too much pressure. If he didn't have a great game, his first game with Gino.
He had a great first shift last night.
He did. And I think he had a really good game, but I thought it was a good move by Sullivan to not force that situation immediately. Yeah. No, but I think that it clears up the lineup a lot. You had a lot of guys that brought the exact same thing, like, you know, the little guy that battles in the corner and battles on pucks, and that's what those guys did. Simone and Zach Aston Reese, they were effective hockey players. Just the Penguins already have E-Rod. You know what I mean? They already have guys that do that. It's not necessary to have.
They got rid of the two original sins of why we didn't three-peat when we blew a 3-2 lead against the Washington Capitals, and at 3-1. It was 2-2 in game 5, and it was 3 it was 2-2 game 5. We're winning 3-1 in Washington after the first period. Simone takes a stupid penalty. That's an original sin. I never forgave him. And the other, they say Zach Aston Reese led the team in hits for all these years. He's in the top 5 in hits in the league. The only hit I remember in his whole career is when Tom Wilson hit him in the face. I mean,
was that
please.
The year they won or the year they lost to the Caps?
The year they lost to the Caps is what
okay. I couldn't remember.
Whatever. I'm sorry. Good riddance. But here's what killed. I love Raquel.
Yeah, great pickup, guys.
Here's what killed me though, and it just went over the wire after we left. Was, you know, we talked about Manson last. I mean, we needed a defenseman, but here's what really killed me: Nicholas Deslauriers, Big Nick Energy, third rounder. That's all. Big Nick.
Did you see him pulling somebody out of the net? Already, in his first game.
Who got him, by the way?
The Minnesota Wild.
Oh, the Wild got him? Oh, the Wild did well,
with
didn't
Flower.
They?
Yeah, Billy Garen
got Flower,
well.
Too.
Well, he's all in. He's all in. But I just, when you see, if it's a first or whatever, a bunch of guys or Patterson, you think, oh, wait, a third?
Yeah, that's ridiculous. Because a lot of people could use a guy like that.
A lot of people, especially us.
Yeah.
I mean, maybe Tampa Bay doesn't need him. We need him.
I think Sully wouldn't have played him. I really do. I think that was probably the conversation. I think that's what it came down to.
Because he's not skating as good.
He had a hat trick this year, and he's a good penalty. He's a good penalty killer. He's Czar, but actually can knock someone down, fight, and score. He's everything Czar can do.
I don't know. I just get the feeling that, you know, there's certain guys that have come to the team that just didn't fit, and I think that he that he probably would have fit into that category. And I think that it was probably that. It was like, why do we give up an asset for him, even if it's a minor asset, if the coach isn't going to play him? They get a feeling that Sullivan's not going to play him.
So when Reeves runs over somebody in game two, and he can come out of the press box and put you know, Erod on the pine.
But again, Sullivan's play hard, play fast. We don't, you know, that's our game.
Yeah, you have a fast team.
Yeah, and because even when they won, it wasn't like they were huge. They had guys that hit. They had Kunitz threw hits. Like people, they were physical and they were good hockey players. They never won on the – like Goddard won in 09, but he didn't play. Like they've never won with –
in the old days, they did.
Tough guys. I'm talking about the past 15, 20 years. Yeah, you're right.
A jerk about it.
But he's a guy who can keep people honest, and you kind of need a guy like that.
He can play a shift. That's what gets me. Is he's not a guy. I mean, he's immensely better than Reeves.
I mean, not offensively though.
Reeves had a hat trick in Pee Wee hockey. He never got
no, but I mean, he's definitely got more goals.
Reeves doesn't kill penalties.
Defensively, he's better than Reeves. Offensively, though, I don't know.
Well, now, another tough guy that everybody wanted was Manson, and of course, he goes to the top team. How did they manage that?
I thought that was the key to everything. And then they got Luckinen, who I think is a little overrated, but okay. And they got Cogliano. I love Cogs.
They did very well.
For our boy Alex Pavone, maybe they'll get the cup. I mean, now maybe the cup will come to Toronto.
Well, here's the points leader, and they already and they went and just added more guys.
But Manson is the key because I said they're just one guy that can clean house and scare people on defense, and they got probably the best one that can really play.
Yep.
Because I actually like him. Sherratt's a little meaner, but I think Manson has way more offensive upside and is a younger man.
Yeah. Yeah. That's a good call.
It was a great. It was a great pickup for them.
Yep.
The other team,
they have eight great defensemen, which is something like they are not great. They have eight defensemen who they can play in any situation and to a sense, like eight guys that can step in. They can do two injuries on defense. That's how deep they got on D. And a few other teams did that as well. Where they have eight guys that can step in and play.
The other team that I think really, I think they really helped themselves was I really like Boston getting Lindholm, and then signing him for 8 years at only 6'5". That's a solid.
That's a good pickup.
My buddy's upset that he's not going to hit someone from behind and injure him, but you know he wants the retribution aspect of defense. But I just think he's a solid defenseman, and they've needed just a true pro defenseman on that team. They're really solid on D now, Boston.
Yeah, no, they're another team, and the Rangers. Everybody seemed to want to add back there on defense.
And I think Vetrano already scored his first game as a Ranger. Kopp is good. Mott is good. Braun, not as big on, but now the Rangers are loaded. Now,
they are loaded.
Before, their bottom six was questionable, but they had a high top six. Now they have a great 1-4 lines.
All the teams that want to compete, like I said, they added the defenseman. Even though it's not a great defenseman, it's just room for an injury, and someone can slot in, or you're not using your young guy as much. Everybody kind of seemed to pick up that aging defenseman that they needed.
Here. Well, speaking of which, Toronto gets Giordano.
Yep.
That's a nice move for them, right? That's kind of what they needed.
I don't think it's enough.
Not enough.
They got that Blackwell kid. Okay. Giordano's he'll probably play well, but he's old. You know, we need to put him with Brody. I think they were two defensemen away because now I guess Sandin is out. He's hurt. Who knows when our buddy Muzzin's coming back.
Yeah, you're right.
They didn't really help themselves. I mean, Blackwell's not – he's not turning the page on it. I mean,
you think Giordano still has a little bit left in the tank, though?
He'll be able to play his six games until they're eliminated in round one. I don't expect him to be fresh for round three.
Yeah, I don't.
I mean, they're not beating Tampa or Florida.
I think that – adding a guy that can carry the puck like him, it is a really solid 28 minutes to be added. But you're right; they're still a defenseman or two short. They're the opposite of what every other team we just pointed out. They don't have seven guys they can play with confidence and on any night. And without that, that's a huge hole. And they also still have holes up front. So they didn't address, or Toronto really didn't address anything.
No, and they're claiming their hamstring. Like Toronto should have got Vetrano. Toronto should have did exactly what the Rangers did. They should they include and Gio Darno. They should have got Braun, Mott, Kopp, and Vetrano.
Should have got
and
Manson.
Giordano. You know what I mean? Like that'd have been perfect. Yeah. I mean, like the I will go back real quick. The Penguins. The Penguins got Beaulieu from Winnipeg. He's a good seven. He'll fight Reeves, whatever. But we needed two depth defensemen, not just one.
Yeah.
That's the only good thing I can say. That's what, that he didn't have to give up Pettersson to get Raquel. I mean, he didn't really give up anything. He gave up if you believe in Jari, then he didn't give up anything because Klang ain't gonna play if Jari's the number one.
Yeah.
So I mean, he really didn't give up anything.
No, that was a good move.
Addition by subtraction. The fact that Czar and Simone can't play now. I mean, Zahorn has scored already again on the fourth. I mean, Zahorn is better. It's such a better player than those guys combined.
No, I like it, and I think that the teams that did that historically do less and kind of just tinker. Like I liked Carolina's not making a lot of huge moves. Like I like staying pat when you're a good team.
Yeah,
I don't believe in. I think Carolina is a tad below. Just had a conversation with my cousin Dom. I think it's Tampa and Florida. Then I think it's Carolina, the Penguins, the Rangers, and a hair lower than that, Boston. And to me, Washington doesn't have a chance.
I agree with that order completely.
Yeah.
To me, I mean, Washington might win a series, but I don't think they have any chance to win.
Now, speaking of the Panthers, they got your buddy.
Fraud. The fraud. You know what? And now he's a third-line center there, too, just like Broussard went to Edmonton. Well, you're a third-line center again. I think that I you know, here's your captain, Philadelphia. Here's the guy.
Here we go.
Here's the guy who helped your team. I'm going to give you one team to trade me to. So I'm really not going to help you at all. So for your great captain, what'd you get? You got garbage coming back.
They didn't get anything, did they?
Not really Owen Tippett. He's not a high-end prospect. And the other thing was like, oh, well, now the excuse cycle. Well, they didn't give him anything to play around him. That's because Couturier is a fraud, too. He should have never won the Selke. It's like, oh, another making excuses why he didn't win. Maybe he didn't win because he's a face-off man and a special teams guy, and he's not a leader. Maybe that's why they didn't win. Get out of here. But, of course, now I'm not rooting for the Big Cats. Like I said, unless he gets hurt, doesn't play any playoff games, so he can't get his name on the cup.
Wow.
That's the only way I'll root for the
I think that they're trying to match Tampa. And if Tampa didn't do what they did, they almost would have been matched. But Tampa went out and did their own and again padded their own staff. That Paul move, I think, is huge. Like bringing him in to shore up that third line, because Cooper has that vision of like, look, I kind of lost my third line. He waited all year. I mean, him and Brewald waited all year to replace it, and they did. Like they got that third line.
And now the fourth line that was playing third line is now the fourth line again, sixth line. And I know they gave the ranch and the barn for Hagel, but I really like Hagel. I want the Penguins to get Hagel. I mean, I don't think he's worth two first rounders, but he's a young kid. He'll fight. He can score.
Yeah, Hagel's good.
Yeah, but they did ship Joseph for Nick Paul, so he kind of replaces Joseph on the I'll be very good in 3 years.
Hey, they got
list.
Riley Nash.
You know, Riley Nash back. Here's the difference, though. Here's Florida. Tampa Bay went after Claude Giroux. Because they know he's not a winner.
Oh, I just
you know what I mean? It's like
that it wasn't in their. They wanted true third liners in their third line. That team has been built now the same way for 3 years in a row, but they weren't really before the deadline. And now they have that third line back. Like you said, the fourth line that's won cups, and now again the fourth line that's won cups. And I just I think that they overpaid for Hagel, but it wasn't overpaying for Hagel. It was overpaying for security of this season having like a depth team. Hagel happened to be the guy they overpaid for that depth. But they overpaid in general to have the depth because who gets a chance to win three cups? Like you're not going to get another chance to three-peat soon. So you go ahead and throw them all out the window.
Well, I agree with that 100%, but I also agree with what's first-round picks for them. Cooch and Point are going to be there. They don't need to draft Ovi and Sid.
No.
They have those guys for the next 5 years, and they're cheap. I really like Hagel. I really like Hagel. I hate to see Matt Joseph go because I like Matthew Joseph. But if it's going to bring Nick Paul, that is a good move.
Yeah.
I really liked Florida getting Sherratt. I thought that was a huge thing. But I also thought that
that's big.
They got Haig. Haig's more flyer garbage, but he got laundered through Buffalo. When I heard the Penguins might get Haig, I was like, oh, dear God, no. Hey, he's terrible.
How about Sherratt? You would have liked him.
Sherratt's great.
Yeah.
That's what I mean. The Penguins would have got someone like him, but I actually wanted Luke Shen more than Sherratt because I think Sherratt is Sherratt's a better defenseman, but Shen's more of like he'll fight you.
And I think if you take on the Sherratt contract, you're probably not signing Letang.
Oh, really? Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Shen was just a nice. But Sherratt's that really. How about your bottom pair is what's his name? Gudas and Sherratt. That's not a fun.
If the fact that Sherratt's in the bottom pair, I mean, again, the depth in Florida and Tampa Bay, it's hard to see the winner of the East not being coming out of the state of Florida.
Yeah, that's true.
But I do think if there is a team, and I'm counting my team too, I think Carolina and Pittsburgh, because Carolina plays a boring, just like Panthers in 96, they can't play a trap, but they play a boring, systematic game, and they all buy in, and they're all pretty tough, and they got four guys that can really score, depth at defense. That's a team I think that might snooze one of those teams in seven games.
I'm not going to jump on the anti Frederick Anderson bandwagon completely, but he's never done it in the playoffs. So that's one little asterisk next to the Carolina Hurricanes' chances. The other asterisk to me is they play hard. That's why they're really hard to play against, is they play hard.
Yeah.
But everybody plays hard in the playoffs.
Yeah, sure.
I think they're one of those teams.
Yeah, but when you look at the top four in both conferences, almost two of them are eliminated in the first round. It's kind of never the teams you think it's going to be, and I think that Carolina has a chance to upset, even though it's not that big of an upset if the third best team in the conference comes out. But I do think I like them to upset the best, and then I like the Penguins to upset. You know what I mean? Kind of the order you said before.
I just think that they – I really do like Aho, and I really do like Teravainen, and you know I love Vinny T. I just think when push really comes to shove, they're not Breadman and Zibanejad and Kreider, and they're not Sid and Gino and the Snake and Rusty.
Maybe you know just what I mean?
You know what I mean? Dude, when it's game seven and then it's all in and it's a two-headed monster – in Snake, and then Mr. Elimination. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Or the bread man's coming out on the power play.
I'm just going this season when they played each other.
Mika's a Benage. Like, yeah. that's the big, big boys. In the garden, you know, Frederick Anderson versus Igor in the garden.
But when you watch the Rangers, if Igor's not perfect, they're not in the game. He's got to be perfect. Igor is so perfect because he's got to be. They make him make a million circus saves. And the guys you mentioned are the only guys that score. I think the Rangers are in a little bit of trouble.
But did you see who they got? They just got Vetrano, Kopp, and Mott.
The Kopp thing is huge. And I think Mott adds a lot too. And I'm not taking anything away from Vetrano, but I like those two guys particularly. I think that they add that that's their play, but they've got to play better. They got to have the puck in the offensive zone more. They just have to do it. They can't, you know.
I agree with you, but that's what I'm trying to say is like, everyone plays a little more defense in the playoffs.
That's right.
That's my Carolina argument.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like when everyone's back and everyone backs it in, well then who's other than a couple guys, who beats excellent goaltending and who beats the trap when everybody's back when it really matters?
Well, defense is the name of the game in the playoffs.
That's Sid and the Snake and Gino. And Breadman, does Carolina have those guys? That's Kucherov point. Like
they can't. Like they're a good team. They get the puck out of their zone. A great team keeps the puck in the other team's zone. The Rangers get outshot in the high 30s to the teens consistently. Like and again, they win a lot of those games because their goaltender is great. But they have to have the puck more, and they have to get more chances because, like you said, in the playoffs, guys like Sid and Jake and Russ are going to create their chances. And the guys in Florida, the guys in Boston, the guys in Tampa Bay, they're all going to be there creating the chances. So if you don't have the guys that can do that, it's going to be a problem. And you're right for Carolina. Like, am I building up Aho too much so that I think that maybe he could be the guy? But
he has to prove it.
He has to prove it. But
Pasta has.
Yeah.
The Rat has. Like, the Rat's going to score.
And they're on a roll, too, Boston, right
the
now.
The Boston is on a roll. Here's one little stat I want to throw out here. Last five, Igor. Don't hand him the MVP just yet. Igor, 878 save percentage. And wow. A 4.03 goals against.
Jeez, that's those are surprising numbers.
Georgiev just had, obviously, Georgiev just had a nice shutout. Here's my Georgiev stat. Georgiev set the record for Rangers saves in the shutout. He had like 44 on Sunday.
Wow.
Imagine, how do you do that? How is that the record?
Yeah.
I mean, that's a trivia question in 20 years. Who has the record of shots against in the Rangers shutout game? I guarantee no one's saying Georgiev in 20 years.
Isn't the record yeah. Tugnut, I think, was 77?
Really?
Record.
Wow, what a number.
But it shows you how, you know.
But yeah. Still, Ranger, I mean, you wouldn't think it's...
Well, I'm saying 77 is ridiculous. Yeah. Like, no one else is going to beat that one.
But how would you not think it's Hank or Richter or...
Oh, I would have totally guessed Hank.
He's me too. I would have thought Hank.
So many shutouts. Yeah. I don't know how many Richter had, but Lundqvist had a bunch of shutouts.
Here's a scary thought. Drew Doughty.
Yeah, that's awful.
I heard out for regular. Is he out for the whole season? Or?
I don't know. I heard regular, though. I hope they get him back.
100%. Well, I think they get Edler back. Or is he already back? I don't know
if Edler is back, but
that hurts. So
the way the article I read was saying was that there's not a really clear timetable yet.
They did get Stetcher from Detroit.
Oh yeah, yeah.
I want to bring this up. Your Red Wings. I enjoyed Oscar Sundquist. It's a nice.
Well, that is a nice pickup. Yes, that is.
He got a Stanley Cup. He's a great third line center.
Yep, that was a good move.
And
we got rid of Letty though, and I like Letty.
You know what though? Letty got you that guy.
Well, that's true.
I mean, that's a pretty good. Yeah, you know. Yeah. I mean, you got to give the get.
Yep.
And you're already young, and you get younger.
Yeah.
I mean, that's a great, good model that they seem to be living by right now in Detroit.
I think that's right.
And you sent Nemestikov to Dallas. And Dallas gets Nemestikov, who already had third. Now they're in the playoffs.
Yeah, how about that?
Nemestikov on that team?
Yeah.
No one wants to play the Stars.
They're sleepers.
They are definitely on the come up. And Ettinger's playing the main. They just got Wedgwood from Arizona. Now they got like 9 goaltenders. Wedgwood played the Penguins amazing.
Well, Dallas has got potential. You're right.
Yeah, because they're doing it, and Sagan and Ben are just kind of playing okay. They're not playing bad, but just kind of playing okay. Like, those guys don't have to carry the team anymore.
Yeah.
Between Robertson, Hentz is on fire.
Hentz, I love.
Love Hentz, too.
Yeah.
Rupe Hentz might be their best player right now, I think.
You know,
Robertson's pretty good.
Robertson's really good, and the Robertson brothers, that's a great story. But I just think that Hentz, he's scoring every big goal. He's scoring third period goals and the power play goals. He's not scoring in the first. Like, he's scoring like late in the second and the third in the big moments. When they need one, it seems to be him.
And he's a big body.
And he's a great player.
Yeah, he's a good player.
Remember like 3 or 4 years ago, we're like, this Hentz guy's amazing.
Yeah, we were raving about him a while ago.
He came right in with that cut to the slot. You know, attitude of, you know, being a big dude that's going to cut in with speed and not worry about getting his head taken off.
That's what you want.
And that's what he does every time when he can.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then they didn't trade Klingberg. And of course, when they went after, Heskin is out with mono. So he's got to be able to come back, right?
And that's like a month, right?
Yeah. But so in the meantime, they didn't trade Klingberg, which I think is huge for them.
Oh, it's big.
The night they announced that Heskin had mono, Klingberg had 2 goals, including the game winner in overtime.
Yeah.
Everybody wanted Klingberg, though.
Yeah. Who wouldn't want Klingberg?
Yeah. He's great.
I mean, like 4 years ago, he was ranked 10th in the league when they ranked defensemen. They just happened to get Heskin in.
Yeah.
Well, what you said was important. I think if Dallas didn't believe that they had a shot at winning the conference, then maybe they are more likely to not lose Klingberg for nothing. But now it's like, go ahead and risk it. He's a great player, and you could win. Like, you have so much depth. Go ahead and risk keeping him then.
They got enough firepower to shake up Kemper.
Yeah. I think,
you know, I mean, yeah. They can, I mean, I can easily see they get going six or seven and a bounce here and a bounce there.
Yeah, they're definitely the dark horse, I think, in the West. With Doughty down and the Kings, you know, not trending the right way, I don't think. That, you know, puts them in the situation where they're kind of the second team to beat. Colorado's obviously one.
Right. Well, I think, because I think Calgary's the team in the Pacific, and I think the Avalanche is the team in the Central. So I think Dallas wins round one. They're going to start squeezing their sticks if they go down 2-1 or, you know, 0-2 in Colorado. They're going to go nuts.
Do you think the Kings make it past the first round?
I think they have just as good a shot as anybody. Unless somehow they slide down and get the Avalanche. I like the Avalanche in the first round no matter what.
Yeah, sure.
You know what I mean? I think just you got Makar will be shot of a cannon.
Well, now they got Manson. I mean, what a lineup.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I mean, and they also got
Lehkonen.
Yeah, they got Lehkonen and Cogliano.
They did so well.
Yeah, I mean, there's no...
Wow.
You're not looking at their fourth line. Like, who's that guy? Like,
it's the rich getting richer.
And, I mean, all they really needed was Manson.
Yeah.
Just one guy to just clear the crease when people want to face wash.
What a pickup.
Yeah, and again, having the room for injuries so guys can just step up and step in like that is going to be huge because you know you're going to lose two forwards. You know you're going to lose two defensemen. Maybe not at the same time, but at some point you're going to be down guys. And for them to really pad up like this, again, everyone looks at Tampa and they're like, well, if Tampa's that good, 1-4, we got to be that good to win.
And I'll tell you, I like Calgary getting Carpenter and Yarnkark.
Yeah.
Calgary has no holes. I will tell you, they have no holes. And if any goaltender is going to steal everything, it's Markstrom. Not even steal. The guy's in the Vezina finalist.
Yeah, he's good.
You know, that's a tough team to beat. And they've been playing playoff hockey for six months.
For a while now, yeah.
But not in the... Not in the sense of the Carolina sense where they're just constantly pressuring and that forecheck up. Just the lay-back kind of trap, kind of run your face on the ground.
Well, it's their coach. They got a great coach.
Yeah, they have a great – and I mean, their defense is just killer. They really turned that whole franchise around.
Yeah, the franchise – they did, didn't they? Yeah.
And they we'll see what happens with Johnny Hockey, but Johnny Hockey can score those big goals.
Yeah.
Lindholm's playing well this year.
I wanted to ask you guys, you know, obviously they had a yard sale, but the Kraken, they got rid of everybody. Now they've got 10 draft picks. Is that smart for the future for them to go that route, go that young?
I think they're going to trade some of those in the summer. So I think that they won't even have a chance to make some of those picks. I think that they just wanted to get, you know, Giordano is a UFA. Obviously, they didn't have any faith in the guy they gave the captaincy to was going to come back and be a part of this building of this team. So I think that wasn't great. I think it was not a great look to name a captain. Jeez, his first game was in October. It was only a few months there, but I guess it was 6 months now. But I think overall, it wasn't a great look this year. But, you know, again, it is a long-term thing. We'll see how it works out. But I don't think that he got what he wanted out of taking Gio. So, no, I don't think it worked out for Gio in Seattle, if that's really the question.
I guess my question more is when you go that young, when you're going off of almost all draft picks, like you say, they'll probably trade some of those. But
well, I think they also have to fill a farm team out, too. I heard Ron saying that. So they need to, like, get a decent farm system going, too. So that's why they went some more picks. Yeah, it's water under the bridge, but their plan – You know they left a lot of guys. Like they could have had Tarasenko. You know they could have had a couple other guys.
Yeah,
you know
true.
I mean,
and that's the pressure of these drafts is that you know everyone's gonna always look at Vegas and go they picked the right guys and they'll look at Seattle and maybe you know in 2 years if these kids that they brought in do well. That still reflects poorly on the draft of entering the league and of taking one player from each team. You know, if all these guys besides McCann, if McCann's the big get, and I'm a big Jared McCann fan, but it seemed this year it's clear that he was the biggest get.
Well, Gord's starting to come on now.
Yeah,
but Gord, I think Gord was the bigger get, two Stanley Cups than McCann. I mean,
yeah, I just think McCann, I'd have to look, but I think just, and Gord has been hurt, but McCann has had, you know, the best offensive year for them.
Yeah, no doubt there. He had like 27 goals.
Yeah.
You know, but they gave Appleton back to Winnipeg, and Winnipeg's actually like 2 points out of the playoff race right now. But, you know, like, I don't know who's, I don't think, and I don't like, I'm going to do it, but I hate to dwell on how awful their coach is. But, you know, like Appleton was good, was really good young player in Winnipeg. What, he goes to Seattle and he stinks?
Yeah, coach.
So, yeah, so Winnipeg, they brought him right back. Like, who's evaluating? Like, who, they're under the microscope of Haxtell? Like, do you think, I know that we go through the talk, it probably didn't want to do it. And Gallant's like, I can go to New York. Why am I doing this?
Yeah.
And talk is like, if you got TNT, why not wait for a good team? But Disco Dan, at least a little excitement. He'll let these kids play. Yeah. I mean, anybody.
That would have been a better pick, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, you would have been a better pick for H. But, I mean, was it? You know, I mean, it's like, who, I mean, they shouldn't have been this bad.
Wasn't
they got rid of Yarncock? Like, everyone's getting, like, they're getting all the, they're getting good picks for these guys because everyone knows they're good.
Yeah, well, that's right.
That's what I'm saying. Did they get, I mean, did they get as good a team as Vegas? No, but they got better than they shouldn't be dead
And then
last.
They just let them all go.
Remember, the odds-on favorite was Bruce Boudreau. That's who everyone thought it was going to be.
Hey, look what Bruce is doing. Yeah,
he's done a great job, hasn't he?
What did you think about them doing nothing? Oh, I guess Mott left, but...
Yeah, I don't know. I would have...
You know what? If the room feels good and Bruce has the guys laughing and you thought, we all thought this was going to be a disaster of a year...
No, I'm saying not go for it.
What do you mean not go for it?
I'm not saying they should have dumped guys. I mean, they didn't make themselves any better.
Well, I'm just saying, if the room is all laughing, having fun, and the anticipation for this year was for it to not go the way it was. Like, the first 3 months were so awful that they've turned it around, and maybe that's one of those things where I think less is more. Like, that group of guys turned it around under Bruce. There was, like, a locker room problem where JT Miller was floated as being traded all year. So it's like... I don't know. I think that standing pat might be the good thing to do. The team really changed halfway through the season.
I had some inside information from Pittsburgh people that JT Miller was not going anywhere.
Oh yeah,
because they were oh, you coming back home? And he's like, I'm not going anywhere.
Well, it's hard to
no, but I mean, that'd have been a nice spot for Giordano. Maybe they wouldn't have traded him to right across the bridge, but. Yeah, that'd have been a nice spot for him. I mean, I think they're like a defenseman away. I mean,
but it's hard to get rid of a guy playing that well.
No, I think Seattle. I would if I was Vancouver. I would
I see what you mean. Yeah, 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 yeah.
Yeah, nice. And I bet you they, you know, I'm sure they weren't knotted on anything, but I just don't think that. I think that everything has turned around. It's been such a storybook for them right now that you know, use the guns you've had that have gotten you here right now. Maybe it's not going to work out, but you know. I don't know. And who knows? Maybe they just missed on doing a lot of huge things. That also could have been. Maybe they wanted to do a bunch of stuff and nothing worked out.
Well, I mean, that's what I'm saying. Rutherford. How is Rutherford not making 20 deals? I can't believe he was sitting on his hands. That's what I'm saying. They were so close. You'd think he'd make a push. The great story, Bruce comes in and gets into the playoffs. It's just weird they didn't go out and get anybody.
Rutherford, I think, has the most trades in NHL history, doesn't he? No, I'm not even kidding.
All in one season.
I think he holds it, yeah.
I was dreaming for Rutherford at like on the set at like 11 a.m. when I'm like, are you kidding me? All we did was re-sign Friedman and get Beaulieu. I was like, you got to be kidding me.
Did you? I just found out something, not to go back into the Penguins too much, but did you know that who the GM was that traded Ronnie Francis to the Penguins?
Probably Jim Rutherford.
No,
it was Craig Patrick.
It was EJ.
Oh, yeah. I'm sorry.
Isn't that crazy?
Oh, yeah, he's writing back to
everything good that's ever happened in Pittsburgh has Eddie Johnson somewhere involved.
I got to have Aaron edit that because I completely knew that. I totally spaced.
No, I knew that you knew. I never knew that, though.
I was so, I'm like, I think in writing to Carol from Carolina. I'm like,
how about Dadanoff, guys?
Well, what's going on there? He's not, good. As much bad karma can happen to the Vegas Golden Knights. I guess I didn't read the paperwork that moron owner down there.
They're saying that the it might be the agent's fault for filing the no trade in the incorrect way to making it avoided. So that's what's being
Who's
argued.
Dadanoff's agent, Joe Kogel, was. Shout out to our agent, Joe.
Trade never would have gone.
But it's going to
send in your submissions.
It's basically going to be up to Gary. I mean, that's how the league works. He's going to make a decision on this. I don't see, and things stinks because Dadnov's not going to get to play. They're going to void it, and I think he can't play for anybody.
Is that how that works?
I actually do think that's how it works. Yeah.
I was thinking about this. You know, Putin's really messing up player leverage. They can't go back to the KHL.
Oh, that's true. Yeah.
Is there even a KHL anymore?
There is. The teams, and the one team in Ukraine obviously withdrew, and there's a team. There's another team that withdrew. Oh, there's a Chinese team withdrew. Like three teams are out of it that aren't Russian. I can't. Oh, the Helsinki team, the Yokertet, they withdrew as well. The KHL is still happening. They're still
you
having
getting
the playoffs.
Money back from your KHL DirecTV package?
No, I'm not seeing it. But no, they do. They are still.
Yeah, I know you watch.
No, they are. Well, it was through ESPN Plus, and you know what? Oddly enough, they're not showing up anymore on there.
I never did look.
You know, but they're finishing the season. A few teams pulled out. One of them was a playoff team. Yokertet was like a third seed, so somebody else made the playoffs it shouldn't. But they're still playing. But yeah, the IIHF has halted all. The Russian players can't do anything. They can't play in the Olympics.
So
they can't play in the World Juniors.
Can't go back to Russia.
Well, he might not be able to go back to Russia, but I think that most important thing that I heard that's hurting the NHL players is where is the money at? Some of these players, all their money's in Russia, so they want to get back to Russia at least to get some of their money. Some of these players, all their money's here. So they don't really want to go back to Russia because they don't want to bring their money from here to Russia because, you know, so it's like, it's kind of a really delicate, it's getting weird.
Yeah, that's weird.
I hear some weird stuff, or not weird, but Lou Lamoriello did nothing. He signed Parise, your buddy, and Clutterbuck to extensions.
Yeah.
I don't see why you wouldn't do something in their position right now.
I can't believe there was no market for Varlamov.
I think he hasn't been good enough to I guess if you want to back up, but still, I don't think he's been good enough.
New Jersey signed the Hamburglar Hammond. He's better than Hammond.
Maybe it's because Sorokin's been so much better than him and honestly beat him out for that spot, yet they kept going back to Varlamov way too often early in the season, which led to a lot more losses than they should have had. I think that Varlamov just was so bad early on, and I just don't think any teams really at the end of the day looked at him as an answer for feeling more comfortable.
But, you know, the way their season has gone, which I think surprised everybody, why didn't they do something?
Yeah, they're old. It's time to break up the best fourth line in
hockey. Yeah, I agree.
And Char didn't go anywhere. Probably didn't want to go anywhere. But they didn't get anything back for anything they're going to lose in the pending upcoming offseason.
You got me excited last week when you said, how about Matt Martin? I thought maybe you read a rumor that he was on the move because they already signed, what's his name from PEI, the big kid, Ross the Boss Johnson. Like, so they have a Matt Martin guy. Why didn't they move Martin?
Oh, I would.
Or Clutterbuck?
Anyone would take Martin.
Remember, Bag was teasing Clutterbuck to us at the improv. Remember, I think Clutterbuck. Yeah. I'll take Clutterbuck in a heartbeat.
Yeah.
Do you think Lou is just so bitter he wasn't going to be a seller and just sit on what he has and I'm not going to help anybody else win? If I'm not going to win, I'm not going to sell.
Maybe.
Is Lou that, is Lou that way? I thought Lou's like a businessman and move on. I don't think.
Lou Lamoriello will not. If the trade is leaked to the press, he won't make the trade. Like, he has a lot of like old school rules that he does follow. Like, the Devils were never allowed to have a third jersey for years until he lost. I think he lost the ruling on that. But he is kind of an old school. He's the oldest school, and he's great. He's a Hall of Famer.
Yeah,
but,
he's great.
It does seem
and
like the last 2 years.
To do
nothing.
Yeah,
weird.
The last 2 years he's lost a step because he had a competitive team and he kind of didn't help him enough.
And they got old.
I think he tried really hard. I mean, he was a goal away from going to the Stanley Cup final.
But you could move some of those guys. Like, everyone.
But this year,
I'm saying,
is a disaster.
Yeah. Not 2 years.
And
last year.
Everyone wants a guy like Martin. So you should be able
and
to make a move.
Clutterbuck.
Yeah.
And everyone, there's like four guys in that team that should be untouchable. And the rest should be got because they need to make. We always talk about young blood, young legs. That team has none of it.
Yeah. That's why they should have done something.
He's almost
surprising that Lou.
He's
didn't.
Almost like someone that had a bad date, a bad relationship, and doesn't want to jump back. He almost got burned by tape so hard he doesn't make a trade anymore.
Maybe. Yeah,
and Kenny Holland also has had a few bad years too. So it's like the guys that were the guys of the '90s.
That's true though.
You know what I mean?
Yeah,
you know, you don't always play your best season.
They got Kulak, okay, and then they got Brassard, who once again, Derek, you're the third best center. That's terrible job. If Kulak goes to the Penguins and he's your 7-8, okay. But they need a 4 and a 5 in Edmonton.
Yeah.
They need a 2 and a 3 and a 4.
What did Edmonton do? Did they
Broussard and Kulak.
Okay.
I mean, whatever you want to say, you can't tell me that Varlamov couldn't be a better answer in Edmonton.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
I think it's more of the same. I think it's the same thing. Give me Mike Smith or Varlamov at that point. Just roll. I think flip a coin. I'll take either one of them. I'll decide that way.
Once again, I think we talked about last week how I think his problem, he gives up one goal a game just by being out of the net in the wrong place. He did again on the Highlands this weekend. It's like, I mean, it's just terrible.
Now, what about Flower in Minnesota?
I guess, is he going to be Talbot's backup?
No, I think he's going to start. I don't know.
I mean, I don't know. I like that Middleton guy from San Jose. That's a nice pickup for them. And Delorier. They're going the we're going to beat you up route.
Yeah, yeah.
Along with Kirill and Zuccarello.
Yeah, they got a lot of speed too, and some scoring. I think that they made themselves more dangerous. I didn't think much of them until they made these moves. To be honest, as far as
those are pretty good moves
out of the West.
Yeah.
I think they doubled down on what they are. I think they're tough. They can fight you, and they didn't get really better offensively too much. I mean, I'm sure Nicky D's better than their, you know, but they helped themselves out defensively. There's, you know, they're going to try to win 2-1, and Kaprizov gets a partial breakaway and scores in the third.
Yeah.
There's no crying with that, especially if you get Flower.
You think Flower will be happy there?
It's great because he doesn't have to cross international borders. He's like, you know, a one-hour flight from his family.
Yeah.
It's an American team. It's Billy Guerin's in charge.
Yeah, yeah.
It's not, you know, it's not, he's out of Chicago. It's no, you know, it's an easy, have some fun. Just happy for the Flower.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
You know, it's good for him. I don't know how much of a difference it makes for, and he got a team that really plays defense. So he's not going to be given.
Yeah, he won't have to be play like a, you know, he.
Yeah, that's good.
If people looked at his numbers this year and they were a little down, but Chicago was just so bad in front of him.
Yeah. I mean, I'm sure they're fun. It's fun to watch Kane and DeBrincat up ice, but it's no fun when it's 3-1-1 coming back the other way.
Yeah.
Yeah. Flowery's seen a lot of good hockey up ice. He wants someone to play some defense.
Yeah, that's right.
Chicago, nothing. Did nothing, really.
Yeah.
The one big move that I thought was really nice for our buddy, Tomas Hertl.
He got a nice little package of...
Eight with a couple pennies over $8 million a year.
For 8 years, that's a long haul. Yeah.
Well, he's not that old. It's a good contract.
How old do you think Hurdle is?
25, 26, 27.
Is that 28. Right? Oh, wow. Okay.
Well, he's been in the league since he came in our rookie year.
Yeah.
We're all rookies
together. That's why I thought he was.
Yeah.
So older.
He's been here 9 years.
Yeah, that's good for him. Yeah.
Yeah. Was he 18 when he came? Was he that young when he came in? He might have been that.
Yeah.
Young.
He was. His poster was like young Yager with the axe.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, he's pretty young. But 8 years, you know what? They needed to start turning the page and signing guys and moving on. So he's a stellar guy to have as one of your leaders of the team. And his old buddy or anti-buddy, Vander Kane's got like 12 goals in like 10 games. Kane's playing really good hockey.
He is, isn't he? Yeah.
Yeah, they've been deflections. They've been cutting in from the sideboards. They've been one was a clapper. Like he's just producing, giving pucks on net. That ended up being a real positive move. They just need so much.
That is one good thing that the GM did.
Holland.
We got to give Holland credit for that. We forgot to talk about Domi went to Carolina.
Oh, that's right. Yeah,
is that going to change anything? That to me does. Yeah.
I think it was just depth for depth's sake. I had a hard time saying that depth.
Yeah. And I think Domi has a lot of potential, but I don't think he's panned out to what he can really do.
Nah, yeah, I'm not impressed with Domi.
Yeah.
He hasn't even, not compared to the Duke. Remember, they both had two great rookie years.
Yeah.
The killer Ds, Duclair and Domi, and then Duke went on, you know, the around the world in 80 days, and now he's a mainstay in Florida. I'll tell you, if they move him off Barkov's line to put in Giroux, they're nuts.
Oh, I agree. Yeah.
Oh, they want Giroux to take draws, third line draws. And defensive zone draws and stuff like that.
They said they're going to have playing with Barkov.
That's what I saw too.
Really?
Yeah. And
they're
Huberdeau.
Nuts. They're nuts if they think that he's a better player than Anthony Duclair. Seriously, they're on drugs. I know I hate fraud, but I mean, you know, please.
As much as you dislike him, do you think he helps them at all?
I do think he helps them, but I don't think he's the big, like, oh my God, it changes everything. If they went and got Tomas Hertl, I would say that changes a lot of things.
We'll see how it changes their special teams, because that's where I think it does change, because that's where he's his best. If their PK percentage gets better and their power play percentage, if those get better and we can see him being a force, that's where we see them it being better, is the special teams.
Here's what I see, though. I see him, and he's nowhere near a Hall of Famer, and he's nowhere near a Ginla. He'll probably make it to the Hall because they're going to, oh, my God, have to put someone in, they cry. But look how a Ginla kind of messed up the Penguins' chemistry, even though he played pretty good. Where does he fit on Florida's power play? For like 20 games, they average like 7 goals a game. Yeah, they can score goals.
Yeah, they can.
Where is he on the power play?
Well, he might be in one of those situations like, how Gino and Sid don't get off and Letang don't get, they play the 2 minutes. They'll play like a minute 50 sometimes. They don't get off. The other two guys, might interchange. I think that Claude might not be first unit, first face-off end zone. But to have a guy that's been historically that good at the power play to hop on fresh, a minute 20 into the kill, I think that could be the advantage that you get from him on the power play. Maybe not being on the physical first unit.
Yeah, I don't know. I just never heard, he's not Mark Messier. I've just never heard, I question his leadership 100%. And is he the guy you want to bring into the room of a team that hasn't won, but they're all feeling good about each other? I don't know. I don't think so.
I don't think he is a leader, but he is well-liked by his teammates and stuff. But that doesn't mean you're a leader. So if he needs to go in there and they already are being led, I think that him being one of the guys might be the best thing for him.
You know what I mean? Like, I think if he'd go to, like, Dallas where, okay, you see the pecking order. It's Jamie Benn's team. Or you go to even like McKinnon, I don't know there. I don't know. Like, if he would have went to Tampa, I'd say, okay, he knows where he slots in, even though they don't need him either. I don't know. I just always thought that a really good team doesn't need him. He doesn't impress me that much.
I think he brings.
I don't like him.
He brings enough offense to make a difference as possible. But it's just like getting a home run hitter. When you get a goal scorer, like if he's in a dry spell for the next couple months, then it won't help. If he's on, it's gonna be maybe 8, 9, 10 goals in the playoffs if they have a long stretch. It wouldn't be unimaginable.
Now, do you think
I'll tell you, some people had Philip Forsberg on the dock, maybe. Like, I think that it's a guy that comes in, is like, okay, put him on the, you put him on their your he knocks Duke off your power play, or he knocks Duke off the first line. Like, he's going to bury pucks.
Oh, he's great.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, I just didn't see him being, like, that big of a get. That's all. But he's in Philly. He got his 1,000 games and blah, blah, blah. So, okay. It's a big get. But I don't think he changes. I think there's still, when push comes to shove, the second best team in the East. Because I think, although I picked Florida begin the season, you know why? Because I think picking the three pizza nuts, I still think they're behind Tampa Bay. Now, if they would have got Forsberg, I don't know.
Forsberg could make a difference for a lot of people.
Well, I think the big difference is Bobrovsky versus Vasilevsky. I think that the depth goes a little bit Tampa's way. The goaltender goes completely Tampa's way. And obviously, nothing against, Cooper is, one of the best coaches. So I'm always going to say he has the advantage. But I do think it leans Tampa, but I think, Florida beats them in 6. I wouldn't be shocked at all.
I think they're the only team that can say if they win against Tampa, it's not an upset. It's an upset, but it's not, oh my God. Anybody else beats Tampa other than the Avalanche, it's kind of, oh my God, I can't believe they beat Tampa Bay.
Even if they finish with, like, way more points, which they might, they're kind of running with it right now.
Yeah, do you think they're going to... I don't see them. I don't look at Tampa. Look, I mean, they added Hagel.
I wouldn't be surprised.
Look at their defense.
I wouldn't be surprised if Florida won, but I think I'd pick Tampa Bay in
a seven
game series.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean,
I just think having to play Carolina, or I'm sorry, having to play the Maple Leafs versus having to play whoever 7 or 8. I think that the Maple Leafs, I don't believe in them the first round, but I think they'll be a tough out just because they have to be, or they're all going to be traded and set on fire and stuff. Like, If Toronto doesn't have a good first round, that city's going to melt down.
They're not going to have a good first round.
That doesn't seem like it. It's going to be Florida or Tampa.
I mean,
it's looking like it's going to be Tampa too.
Yeah,
increasingly
that's what I think.
Looking like
yeah.
It's going to be Tampa.
If they play Tampa, did you see them winning two games?
That would be my pick. I'd pick Tampa 4-2.
Yeah, I mean, yeah. And the two would be like, you know, the game three gift of like, you know, whatever. Oh, that someone put their hand. That, oh, he did touch it. He did put his. That's a hook. But if you make that call in the first, you got to make, you know, you gotta call it all game. If they're losing 2-0 in the series, Toronto's going to get 4 power plays in the first period.
Matthews and Marner have to be, they have to put the score in the playoffs at some point. So I'm banking on them having a good series and the team losing. That's what I think will happen.
Right. But
so I think they'll steal a couple. That's what I'm saying. I think they'll steal a couple. And then, you know, Tampa will just pound on the other four.
Toronto's bottom six is terrible. Toronto's defense isn't very good. Unless Giordano turns into, Konstantinov on the cross country flight. They're not beating anybody. Gio's an old man. He didn't look good in Calgary his last year. That's how he got to Seattle.
Does Toronto get out of the first round?
No. I don't think so. But I do think that it's going to be.
They wouldn't even beat Boston, in my opinion.
I don't think they're that good, but I think they're going to be so balls. They're going to play like it's the finals because they know how important it is for them to get out of the first round. And all the years where they had a chance to, now it looks like they failed. And this year, it looks like they're really not going to have. I mean, everyone will be shocked. If Toronto beats one of the Florida teams, it'd be shocking.
Yep. Yeah.
I know. I'd bet my house they're not getting out of the first round. I really mean that. They're not getting out of the first round. I've watched a lot of Toronto games. They're not beating anybody.
No, I don't think so either.
And plus, their goaltending is very quiet. They're going to bring in that rookie kid or Mrazek. Or an injured, brittle, mentally unstable, not mentally unstable like the kid in Vegas, but mentally unstable, like, gets rattled.
Campbell gets very rattled.
Yeah.
And the kid, had one great game and then one terrible game, so the jury's still out on him.
And Mrazek, everyone figured out he keeps one leg in front
of the
other. He's the
slowest.
That's what they figure about Mrazek. He keeps one leg in front of the other. That's how they've all figured it out, so that's how everyone beats him. And then your defense is... Their defense is easily the worst of the top eight in the East.
Yeah. I agree. Yeah.
So I mean, yeah, they have three future Hall of Famers.
Well, that's why Matthews,
and that's really it.
That's why Matthews to me is the MVP this year, because nothing against Igor, but I think for both players, you could say if you took them off the teams aren't playoff teams.
Here's what they don't understand, guys. It's now or never. And especially for Dubas, as a GM that you have a job, maybe not for Hextall, but definitely for the Penguins. This whole thing of worrying about the future, I think, is garbage. I really, because when you win the cup or you make a long run, that's all that matters. You can retool and revamp so much easier nowadays because of the salary cap. People got to get rid of guys. So if you're a little bit shrewd, you can turn it around pretty fast. I understand why more teams just don't go. Why didn't Toronto go all in?
Does Giordano help him at all?
Oh, is he better than McDermott, who they shipped out? Yeah. But he's not, like I said, he's not.
He's not two people.
He's not Victor Hedman.
Yeah.
They needed two defensemen.
And then if he was Victor Hedman and then could go play third line center, yeah.
Yeah.
If you could take a shift on defense and then go play third line center, I mean,
they needed two bottom six players and one top six player. They didn't bring home enough. I mean, they tried.
And Varlamov.
They tried. Yeah.
How is Varlamov not better than what they got going on?
I think I'd rather have Campbell than Varlamov.
Okay, if Campbell's ribs recovered,
yeah.
and he's mentally stable.
I think that's
what I mean.
Yeah.
But as the backup.
Yeah.
Over Mrazek and the other guy.
And
the
I really soured on Varlamov, but I think Campbell's good is great when he's good, but I mean, I think that's what you have to bet on. You have to bet on him playing well. It's almost like you know, the Penguins last year where you had to bet on Jari playing well and then he didn't and then they lost.
But Jari wasn't hurt going into the playoffs?
No, but I think that they I mean it's a rib issue, right? What do we have? A month.
He's not playing right now.
Yeah. I don't know. They're so screwed with the salary cap.
Unless they want to become the last team, then they get flipped over to Carolina. But maybe they think they could beat Carolina and beat Freddie Anderson.
By the way, I was incorrect last week saying Riley had a no-trade clause. He has a full no-movement clause. He can't even give a list.
Wow.
They gave all of those guys complete no-movement. So they can't even trade him.
It's like if Claude Giroux's your best player, not a good team. If he's your best defenseman, he doesn't have a good defense. He's a second, third guy on a really good. He's like the fifth best defenseman on Tampa. He's not better than Weegar in Florida. He's certainly not better than Ekblad.
I don't know.
I love Weegar. God, I love Weegar.
It's been weird with the COVID contracts and the way things have gone. I can't believe some of the places some of these guys have ended up.
Did we miss anyone? Do you want to say about anybody else? Lazon went to Nashville. Yeah, Nashville, Minnesota is in that, like, they're going to just try to bludgeon people. But I like Minnesota better in that scenario. No, Saros is playing well.
Saros is playing well. Duchesne is playing amazing. All of a sudden, Duchesne is looking like a top 10 player.
Right.
Johansson's had a big comeback year. And Josi is offensively, I think Letang has more assists in him. But Josi, you know, obviously Makar is playing Paul Coffey ridiculousness. But Josi is right behind him as far as offensive defenseman right now. Like, Yossi's creating so much. So I think that Nashville could upset a couple teams.
The Bluesers got Letty and Witkowski, got rid of Oscar. Oscar became expendable with all the young kids, but I don't know. Husso, how about that? Why wouldn't you just go out for Binnington, you know, and throw?
I think St. Louis wants both. I think they felt like nothing they were going to get back was going to be better than having two guys that you can play. I think that we've seen that. It's been so important over the course of the past 20 cups, I'd say, having two guys that can really play and win. Going back to Ozzy and Vernon, you know, in the nine, having that B option, it's still an A option, I think is really important.
Okay, Jersey got Hammond, like you said.
Mm.
I watch a lot of Toronto games. I just can't fathom that they're going in with the dismayed Campbell with an injury, Mrazek, who can't stop a beach ball, and a kid who's played two games.
But with no cap.
With everything on the line, that's what they're going with?
But they had no cap space. So in order to Hammond
was like 30 cents.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not sure how much Hammond makes, but I think that they're so against it, they'd have to give up something they probably like. And again, not something that's crazy expensive, but one of the contracts that's a value contract, one of the few value contracts they have. They only have a couple. You know, Simmons, there's only a couple guys that are playing for
less. Simmons has been scratched.
Well, I'm just saying, to get money off the books.
Kyle Clifford cleared waivers. That's another one. How did the Penguins not just... He's making $700,000.
That's another guy someone should have grabbed. Yeah,
how is he not a Penguin black ace?
He would have been good on the Penguins.
I don't know.
He kind of plays Sullivan hockey. He's not fast, but he plays that grind. You know, he forechecks. He keeps his head down.
Yeah. I think he plays more Sullivan hockey than some of the other guys mentioned. But I don't know. I think that they had their heart set on Raquel. Called Raquel the whole time.
He knows Hextall though. Hextall knows him from the Kings.
Yeah.
I don't know. I would have liked. Even besides the Penguins, I'm surprised nobody took Clifford.
Yeah,
there must
be
something on him. There must be something about his foot speed or the way he's been playing. I mean,
the one team that needs him is the guy. Team waving him too. That's what's funny.
Yeah,
Florida didn't take him. Took everybody else's garbage.
They just wanted death.
Robert Haig. I can't even believe they traded for Robert Haig.
Yeah, but case scenario, is probably not going to play.
I wouldn't want Robert Haig on my Pickwick team. No, I swear to you, he's terrible. Hey, he was why I railed all 2 years ago about how awful the Flyers' defense was. I'm like, to people, like, it's like, Haig is terrible.
Well, yeah, well, they were giving him big minutes too. But we're talking about him in a situation now where he really shouldn't be playing that much.
He shouldn't be playing at all. I want to see the big Russian grin on Kucherov's face when he's coming down the ice and sees Robert Haig there.
Kucherov lost his mind last night. Did you see that? The bench is cleared. We had the possibility for the first bench clearing brawl in years. I've never seen it get that close.
It was close.
It was the end of the third period. Yeah. Did you see it? I've never. That was exciting for a second because I didn't watch the game live. I had a delay on, so I was like, did they really go at it? But Cooch is it's playoff time. He's playing possessed. He's not playing great, but he threw a backhand pass last night that was ridiculous.
Oh my god!
So good, so good.
And then the way he was just basically playing like a prick the whole game. Like you can tell Tampa's starting to turn.
They're gearing up.
That's what makes it sick that Simone took that stupid penalty. I would bet them to win three in a row than anything else than lose. I would take them over the field. I really would.
Even the Avs.
The Avs haven't done it yet. You got to do it until you do it. Until you do it, you haven't done it.
That's true.
Unless Florida takes a pound of flesh off of them and they just wear out, kind of like the Penguins.
That could be a tough series.
I think the Avs don't really have competition until Calgary. If you really, really get that, if you really want to get down to it. If Kemper plays like talk at Arizona Kemper,
you think
they're going to be very tough to beat.
You think Calgary could hang with the Avs in a 7-game?
Yeah, because I think Sutter's going to motivate the hell out of him, and they're going to just beat the hell out of him, and it's going to be really hard.
And he's been there.
When you have Zadorov and Gabranson just laying the wood on the penalty kills, and Tkachuk and Luch hitting them every single time. Hitting Taves and Makar. Well, they won't catch Makar, but every time hitting them. Not like, one shift, it's December. Every single time.
Yeah, and Sutter knows how to get him
every single. It just takes one. Oh, it's 2 seconds too late, and Makar is an insect on Luch's. And you don't think Luch will just turn around and take Landeskog? Okay,
sure.
Let's go.
Sure, I could see
it's
that.
The playoffs.
Yeah,
It's.
But do you put that Colorado team on the power play too much? If they're able to take it in the beat. Take the beating a little bit and go on the power play, they're going to make you pay. That Colorado team on the power play is just disgusting.
I'm picking Colorado. Yeah. I'm just saying. I think that's the only –
I think Calgary's best chance of beating them is I don't know. I don't think anybody in the West has a great chance of beating them in seven. I would say almost nobody.
If Kemper plays like Arizona Kemper, they're not going to lose in the West. If he plays pretty good – I think the teams that can beat them are Calgary, the Kings with Drew Doughty back and Quickie on a little bit of a heater, because they're going to get Edler back. They're going to have some. Kopitar is out of his mind right now. They get Arvidsson back. If the Kings are all healthy, they got a fighter's chance. They got a puncher's chance, and I think Dallas has a puncher's chance because they got five good D, and they got guys that can score. No one's going to shut Colorado down. And that's why I like Calgary. They got some guys that can score. Even Toffoli now on that team. You're not going to shut Colorado. The 76 Canadians aren't here. You know what I mean? Like, no one's going to shut them down. You're going to have to be able to score 3-4 goals against them.
Yeah. Yeah. I think they can hang.
And I don't see Minnesota doing that. No. Four games.
Neither Nashville.
Nashville. I think
those two don't have a chance.
Yeah.
It is wide open, and you know what? It's a long road.
It'll be interesting to whoever gets them last.
You know what? You know what's the best chance? Is whoever plays them in the conference finals, because they have the best chance to be playing against not the full roster of the Colorado Avalanche. So I think the best chance is getting them after they've already been chipped away at. Same with Tampa. You don't want to get them early.
How's it gone regular season with Tampa Bay and Avs?
I don't know that.
I think they're 1-1.
Oh, I think Tampa Bay won the one, right?
Yeah, I thought they played twice.
They definitely have.
I remember Tampa winning one. I think it's 1-1.
Yeah, I think the big boy scored, right? Like Cooch had a big game against them.
It was a blowout the one way. I think Tampa blew him out the one time.
I've literally had like. I got up early to do these notes. I've slept nothing. I've been fun. All right, let's do some awards. It's going to take a second here. The Linda Cone. Bad look for Markstrom. Did you see his giveaway?
No.
Oh, my God. Right to Tage Thompson. The Buffalo Sabres. It's been Christmas for a week now. They beat Vegas. They beat Toronto in the outdoor game. And then Markstrom just in overtime just threw – he pulled up Jari. Just gave the puck right to Tage Thompson. So that's a Linda Cohn. Right. And then Gillies. Woo. Just gave Barry. Barry just gave – The angle was like the over the shoulder, like usually only Sid can make that shot purposely. Achilles looked terrible. Oh my goodness, that's your Linda Cohn. I didn't have a Hartnell, and I don't have a Shanny.
What's going on in fantasy?
I'm holding my second place, or no, first place, but my share of first place. So, but I'm playing Joe this week. So,
oh well, you lucked out. I wasn't paying attention because I know Sid went on the heater. And they said the permanent heater.
Yeah, I'm doing okay.
And I got my boy. Yeah, I like when my guys are just doing good in real life. Off the snack up there. I
may have a Howie.
Go ahead, sir.
It looks like the Leafs may be wearing a Bieber designed jersey.
Yeah, it wasn't clear if they're just going to sell it to fans or if they're literally going to wear them on the ice. If they're literally going to wear them on the ice, even once.
That's a Howie.
The one is so stupid.
But I'm going to fall off this chair.
No, yeah, you didn't see that?
Yeah. No.
I hope they don't wear them on the ice. That's all I'm going to...
Bieber designed...
He's a big Maple Leafs fan. The league is obsessed with... And again, this is what goes back to the Machine Gun Kelly at the All-Star game. The league has become so obsessed with this market that doesn't pay attention to them. Quit wanting these kids that watch Korean teen bop and stuff. Quit, you know, trying to get TikTokers to watch the NHL. It's not, it's, you know, people will find it.
No, I disagree with this because you know what? We've always said, you know, they're going to bring out Kid Rock or some country band that no one cares about or Dennis Leary again. They got the biggest star in the world and he's interested.
Yeah, but you should again.
I don't want them designing uniforms.
That's what I'm saying. That's what I'm saying. There's a way to integrate him without him ruining an original six uniform. You know, is Lady Gaga going to do the Rangers? Like seriously, that's like the same thing.
Hey, yeah. You never know.
You know what?
I'm just saying. People in Toronto are the comments I read in that TSN article were not pleasant.
That's why I say it's not a Howie.
Good start.
That's the Howie of the year right there.
Yeah, right there.
I want to have Donny Iris do the Penguins' new uniform. Yeah, have Bob Weir's going to do the San Jose Sharks.
There you go.
Every famous Ted Nugent's going to do the Red Wings.
Of course.
Yeah, Jimmy Buffett will do the Florida Panthers.
Sure.
Yeah. That would sell.
That probably would sell.
He's never done something that doesn't sell.
Well, you don't think the Bieber thing's going to sell?
No, because the people who buy hockey jerseys are like true hockey fans. It never crossed into like not like there's a lot of like in football and in basketball, people who aren't even fans of teams or the sport will buy the jersey because it's fashionable.
Well, I don't
hockey
think
had a minute where it was like that, but they're too uncomfortable.
Snoop wasn't a Penguin fan. That's the most infamous hockey sweater ever.
It is, but he's like the only guy that did that wore hockey jerseys in his free time, just going to the store and stuff. Him and Kevin Smith are like it. You know what I mean? Like it's never,
Earl.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, having a jersey is not comfortable to wear in most cities, you know, for most of the year.
I don't know where this falls under, but, you know, I love this. Corey Perry chirping Ryan Reeves. Did you catch that on the national TV game?
No.
Yeah, Reeves and Perry were chirping. And Reeves says something about, we'll see you in the playoffs. And he's like, I won't see you. You'll be a healthy scratch. Healthy scratch. You're a healthy scratch.
Wow.
Oh, you got to let. How about Corey Perry's been playing for peanuts, too. Oh, my. Can you believe that Toronto didn't want Corey Perry?
That's crazy. Yeah, that's crazy.
Yeah, Dubas. Doobie. Doobie, doobie, doobie. All right.
The Leafs are going to wear these jerseys, and I just got to show them to you before we hold on.
I haven't seen it yet.
You haven't seen them?
No.
I mean,
I just read about it.
The one has.
Are they the team colors? I know. I mean, they're not. Well, how do you change
on
the Maple
bottom
Leaf?
There, the black jerseys.
Is that right there?
Yeah.
The
one is black and gold.
Yeah, the black, and gold one is, I mean, that's Bruins and Penguins.
Yeah, so that's stupid.
It's not their colors.
Yeah, the blue and the black one.
The blue and the black one is not ridiculous.
I've seen worse outdoor series stadium game jerseys. I don't know.
The black one is so not their colors. And if you look, the maple leaf is cartoony and different and golden.
It's not their colors. Yeah. You can't do it if it's not their colors.
Well, it says they're going to wear them. Maple Leafs to wear Bieber designed new third jerseys.
Okay, I don't have a dirtbag. I don't have a creator. I don't have a Mario. I don't have a Claude. I do got a skirt. Did you see Bennett fall down in Roy? He fell down like me. In passing the ice rink, just fell down in the 3-on-3, and boom, fell down, and Roy just went down and scored. Okay, we got no pro Bears, but we do have some Dios. Nelson, Brock Nelson, the hat trick versus Dallas, and then Perron, the hat trick versus Dallas in a losing cause.
Save of the week.
Demko, the pad on Jurgensen. Ottinger on John Carlson. Holler back arrow on Stevenson with the glove. Vasilevsky on Tivo Teravainen. Igor, the toe on Dobson. Husso, the pad on Sid on the power play. Wedgwood, the knob of the stick against Gino. Sorokin, the stick on the bread man. And Knight, the blocker on Troy Terry.
Got to go Igor.
I have to go Sorokin. The stick behind the back. And then he basically cleared the puck. He didn't just make the save. He shot the puck like out of the zone. That was incredible. I think it's the save of the season for me.
That was
Sorokin save.
A pretty good one.
Goon of the week.
Maroon running Igor and then fighting Reeves. Pellick just destroyed Matt Joseph. Cooch and Aho. All of that stuff last night. Morris Seider just absolutely doing the Lord's work last night, just cleaning house against the Flyers.
I knew you'd like that.
St. Mo. Frederick versus Duchesne, an old school hockey fight. And Nino Niedenreier crushing Alexander Ovechkin.
I got to go Mo Seider.
Oh, Mo Seider, please put a statue up.
Yeah,
It's the best. How great. It must be so fun to hit a Philadelphia Flyer. It must be like so much fun.
I love Seider, man.
Yeah, this week I'm doing shows all around L.A. And then next week I'm in San Diego, California. The 16th in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, Club Cafe, get tickets. 12th in San Francisco, 13th in Sacramento, in 25th of April, filming my special, The Den in Chicago, the 28th in Philly, and then May 5th, Netflix at the Palladium.
How about that?
And then some other gigs too, but those are the big ones. So come out Pittsburgh, come out Philly, come out San Fran, come out Sacramento.
Yeah, that's awesome. I am at the Laugh Factory in Hollywood on Saturday night, and also the Improv on Saturday.
The Saturday nights at the Improv have been phenomenal.
Been fantastic. Yeah, sold out.
Thanks
buddy,
BB.
BB's doing it.
Yeah, man. BB's killing it.
I got a Jersey dates and. I'm sorry, Denver dates coming up. So
you going to?
Well, we'll see. We're still talking. I got in touch with him, so we'll see what happens.
Oh, cool. No, my guy. Not.
Oh no. Oh. I got to talk to your guy too.
Oh, okay.
All right, guys. Well, a lot of great trade deadline action. Fun show. Joe Bartnik, the movie star. Congratulations on your acting
First
on that
time
show.
I've been in a that's
a big movie.
Yeah,
that's awesome. Good for you, man.
Thank you.
Yeah, and Andy Beccaro, thank you. Great job. Aaron, our wonderful producer, we thank him. And this is Fraser Smith. We are Puck Off. We are out.
Oh, maybe get a song here.
Oh, we got to hear a song. Hold on. Yeah, why not?
Good times.
It always works.
Summer's starting.
Yeah, here we go.
All right, fun.